Okay, today's shir is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, fourth line from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. We're going to do a lot of Rashi. Top heavy with Rashi, and then that's not even so hard for me. Tana Rabbanan. Hamanasech Shloshes Lugin Mayim Bachag Bachot Chai. Somebody pours 3 lug of water on Sukkot outside the Beis HaMikdash, you are chayav. We have the Lazar, not the whole machlokas here, if you read Rav Shimon. The Lazar of Shimon Omer, in Malay, L'shem Chag chayav. If you filled it up to the Chag, you're chayav. My Benaya, what does that mean? What are they arguing about? So, it's a three-way machlokas, what they're arguing about, and within the three-way machlokas, it's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. First answer is like this. Omer of Nachman by Yitzhak, B'yesh Shir B'mayim K'mifrim. They're arguing about whether or not there's a shear from Nisach HaMayim. Let's look at the Rashi. It's a little long, but it's not as long as the next Rashi we're going to do. Ready? Rashi. The Ka'amar Tanakama, Tanakama holds like this. Hamanasnech Shloshes Lugin, Chay. If you pour 3 lug, you're Chay. But who Adin Yosher Mishloshes Lugin? And what if you pour more than 3 lug? You're also Chay. Why? The Yesh B'Klal Masayim Ana. Because if you have 4 lug, you'll have for sure you have 3 lug. If you have $100 in your pocket, you have $50 in your pocket, right? So if you pour 4 lug, you're chayav 2. Why? Because within the 4, you have 3. The afa dafta mil linhu b'chli gadol, even though you filled up a huge kli, kanshinhu kli, the aim shir l'me chayav chag l'mayla. That's okay, because there's no upper shear. There's no cutoff where it's too much water. It's no problem. The Asa Rabbi Elazar Lameimar, the Lord comes along and says, no, Bahu, Shemilu, Shem Chag, Kiderech Miluan. No, you fill it up like you're supposed to fill it up. Dahainu, Shloshes Lugin, Mesulo. 3 lug and not more. What's the reason for that? The Kiditnan, Sluchet Shel Zahav, the flask of gold that they used to use to fill up the water, Machdeket Shloshes Lugin, it held 3 lug, Memale Menashiloh. When they would go down to the Shiloh to get the water, it held 3 lug. Aval ihave tvei, but if it's too big, lo kachinu kli. The kli would not work. Dolo chazile, it's not appropriate. The yesh shir lamayim, because it's a shir. The ain kli sharet mekajin ela haroy lehem. The kli sharet can only mekadesh what's roy. That's what they're arguing about. How much water will make you chayim for Nisach HaMayim outside the Beit HaMikdash, Tanakam says, you know, as long as it's more than 3 lug. And Rav Elazar says, no, exactly 3 lug. Okay? Good? Okay. That's the first answer to explain the Machloka. Tosfos says the exact opposite. Tosfos says the exact, first of all, Tosfos says, this is the same Rav Elazar from before. And before, we said yesterday, Rav Elazar held, there is no shear. So what do you mean there's no shear lamayla either? No shear lamasi either, any amount. What do you mean, has to be exactly 3? Yesterday we said no. So he said the other, exactly the opposite. The Rebbe Elazar held, was it over here? Rebbe Elazar held that any amount, and the Chachamim hold it has to be, okay, so it's detailed in the Mechotah. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says, Bekirbo Nesachim B'midbar Pligi. The Machlokas is whether or not there were Nesachim in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? What does that mean? Like a Rashi, it's a very long Rashi. Now, Harvaihu, it's easy Rashi. You'll see how beautiful Rashi is. I'm on the top of Kufir Alf Manal. Top Rashi. Now, what are they arguing about? What does the Gemara say? For Papa, whether or not there were Nesachim in the Midbar. What does that have to do with this one? Okay, you'll see in a second. Harvaihu Itzlahu Yeshir Lamayim. Everybody holds to the Shir. V'chol Mole Tvei Lo Kachinu Kli. And if you do it more than 3, no good. What are they arguing about? The Tanakhama, the Mechayev. Tanakhama said that you're Chayev, right? Lo boi b'nesachim kedushas kli l'chayev leiv b'chot. You do not have to place the water in a kli sharet in order to make you Chayev. You can use a kli from your kitchen sink. Why? Because Savar, because he held Krevu Nesachim ba'olamor b'midbar kolar b'anshan. 40 years in the Midbar, they brought Nesachim every day. if they were makom kavana, they brought a tefachim too. Therefore, what? Hilkach. Therefore, that says the parsha Shlach. Kisavu el ha'aretz. When you come into the land, because there's such a thing called the tefachim. Now, that said, that's all the agricultural mitzvah, because there was no agricultural mitzvah in the midbar. Nobody planted truma. When you come into the land, do truma. When you come into the land, do bikur. What do you mean when you come into the land, do the tzachim? We've been doing the tzachim every day. For 40 years, we've been doing the tzachim. What do you mean when you come into the land? What does that mean? So he held, Tanakama holds, Hilkach, Bias Ha'aret. When you come into the land, Ha'amur Parshas Nesachim B'Shalach Lecha, when it says a Parshas Nesachim B'Shalach, Lilamdenu, Ba, it comes to teach you, Shebesheva Shalkiba Sha'aret. B'Sheva Shalkilach Ha'aret, when there were 14 years of conquering and dividing, Kishahayu B'Gilgal, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, B'Hutru Habamot, and Bamos will mutter, Kiditan Perak Basra, like we're going to see tomorrow, Tehe Bama Kitana shall call Yachid V'Yachid to Ur Nesachim. Every single Bama required Nesachim. So what the Torah means is, when you come into the land, very strange way of reading the Pasuk, when you come into the land, and there's going to be a time when there's going to be Heter Bamos, for 14 years, and then later on, when the Mishkan was destroyed, there'll be another other time. During those times, when you have a bum in your backyard, do Nesachim. Wine. So I'm going to say, what's the difference between wine and water? Let's give you the third answer. Third answer is wine and water are different. No, so Tanakama holds, do Nesachim. No, we're talking about wine now. Why not? We'll see, we'll get to the water in a second. We're talking about wine. So he tells, do Nesachim every day. Every day there was a tzachim. What does it mean when the Torah says, when he comes to the land, he's going to be the tzachim? That means when there's a bama, and bama is a mutter, every single private carpet, you have to bring the tzachim. Fine. But there's one wrinkle here. The Mishram bama's tzibur lowered to chlamem or b'yasa aret. It wasn't necessary to say for the bama's tzibur, by the Mishkan, why? To hamin ahidbar, it's chayibu b'kach. That's old news. For 40 years they've been doing that. The kiva de bama's yachet to urin tzachim. So what do you see? That bama's yachet required the tzachim. V'hasam klisharet leka k'da'ar karak batra. There was no klisharet in your backyard. You just brought the tzachim. No klisharet. Right. Yeah. Every day. Correct. Bachut. Therefore, bachut. Nami Michayev Alayu B'Shas Isser Bamos below Kiddush Kli. Therefore, you can be over the Isser of pouring wine outside the Beis HaMikdash without a Kli Sharet. Why? U'B'Shas Heter Bamos Kreven below Kiddushas Kli. Because when you were allowed to bring Bamos, there was no Kli. You didn't have to have a Kli. Why? Because it was in your backyard. There's no Kli Sharet in your backyard. Kidamin Le'el, like we said before, Pamala Lagabe Sela. You can even bring it on a rock. Whatever you were allowed to do, b'shat heter, that's what makes something aser. So in the bum, there has to be a bum, has to be an altar. So there's a focus about that. Rishon said it could even be a rock. So if you then that would mean that would be it is a shkita on a rock, right? So too with the kalim. If you were allowed to do a bama with a kli, a regular kli, for nesachim, that's gonna be the same iser for the Sachim in your backyard. So I have to take Kli Sharet, fill up the wine for the basement, and run out down the block and pour it there and be over? No. I can take any Kli. Any old Kli will do. Right? Tabithnim im ala lo yerid. Because if it was brought up, it doesn't come down. Kidamina le'el. Minayin liyoti im ala lo yerid. Shari yoti b'kashar b'bap. But b'laz esavar? No. Lo kreivir nesachim b'midbar. There was no nesachim in the midbar. They didn't do that for 40. Where did they get grapes from? When does the pasuk say when you come into the land you get a mitzvah of Nesachim? When's that? That's talking about the whole nation, the one bama, the Beit Hamikdash. The Torah says Bias Haaretz lichtov mishum shekala bama shel Midbar lo kreivu b'mishkan. They didn't bring it for 40 years. And the pasuk is requiring it in Shiloh and in the future Beis HaMikdash. below b'shnot hakibush v'achilu k'bamot ketanos, not for 14 years on a bama ketana. Hilkach, therefore, lo kreivin usach a bama ketana, shehi shalom kli sharetz. It was never brought in a bama ketana, right? It was never brought without a kli sharetz. It was never without a kli sharetz. Why? It was only done in bama gedola. Therefore, the only way you can be over the iser of pouring outside the Beit HaMikdash is with a kli sharetz. V'yaskinu v'she'en mukdashin b'chutz l'machayev alayhu. If it wasn't done outside, you can't be chayev that way. V'hachinami amina l'kamon demand the boy kedushas kli b'nasachim tzavar lo krev b'nasachim v'nivar. Therefore, what's the difference if it's the iron or water? What's the difference? That's the machlokes. In order to be over this iser, do you need a kli sharetz or not? According to the Tanakhama, you don't. According to Allah, you do. So when it set it off, what does that mean? According to the Tanakhama, any old kli will make you chayev. According to Allah, it's got to be a kli sharetz. Okay? Very long Rashi, but it's very key. The whole machlokes is built on three factors. Ravina, on our third answer, but lemeza nitzach hamayim, lemeza chayayim pliny. No, the machlokes is exactly what Mati said. That's all good and lovely and fine by yayim. Do we compare that now to water? Do we take it to the next level and compare it to water? That's the machlokes. As Rashi says, everybody agrees there was a shir, and everybody agrees. What did you say? And everybody agrees that the pasuk that tells you when you come to the land we're talking about is ketana. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, what about water? No, nobody says that they brought nisach hamayim on a backyard. Nobody holds that. Let's start with that. Let's start with water. Do you need a kli sharetz or not? So the Tanakhama says you do not, and the Rebbe says now you do. Now you need a kli sharetz for water. You need a kli sharetz. Okay, that's the machlokes. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan. Hamanasech shloshes lugin yayin bachut chayim. If you manasech three lugin of yayin, you're chayim. Lazar Rishimanav, who's your kachar b'kli? But it has to be in a kli. May benayu, what's that talking about? So again, the second answer is going to be the same. The first answer has a new answer. Amar v'ad bar Yitzchak, b'ritzu imidot tikka benayu. The question is, you know, you sometimes have a cup, especially in a silver cup. You can fill up the cup all the way to the top. You can keep on pouring, and it won't spill over yet. It's like mamish over the rim already. So is that in the kli? That's what it's talking about. That yayin, Tosa says that's crazy. Tosa says it's talking about the one that spills over the side. So it spills over the side, so it's still connected to the inside. Is that considered in the kli? That's what they're arguing about. It's very important. If you fill up a kli like that, and so is that considered in the kli to make you chayev shmut echot? If you pour that outside, are you chayev kari? It's a big question. Yeah? Out have to have three logan, right? So what if your cup is 2.9 logan, and the last point of a log is going to be from the spillover, from the, you know, above the rim. So does that give you the shear? That's the question. That's what they're arguing about. Something else. That's not considered in the kli. That doesn't count. On something else. What do you mean? It's not in the kli. Of course it's in the kli. Right? That's the first answer. Second answer is the answer we just did. Rava, Kreid Rava Amar, Kreid Nechatsi Babam Iki Benayu. So the whole discussion was whether or not there was in a private Bama. Well, we plugged to the Hani Tanoi, and it's a similar machlokas, the Tanya. Bamos Yachid ain't a tzrich in the Tzachim Divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds Bamos Yachid did not have Nesachim. V'chacham Omrim, no, Tzuna Nesachim. They did have Nesachim. What? Same machlokas. Kahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. Same machlokas. The Tanya, it says like this. This is in Parashat Shlach. Kisa Va'u, when you come into the land, there's going to be such a thing called Nesachim. So Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold like this. La'ti'in and Nesachim b'bam Gedola ha'kasam Nidaro. That's talking about a bam Gedola. Why? Because he holds there was no Nesachim during the Midbar. It's a brand new mitzvah. Ata Omer Bama Gedola. You say it means the Bama Gedola. O Eino Ela Bama Ketana. Maybe it really means the Bama Ketana. No. Kishu Omer, when it says El Eretz Moshe Voseichem Asher Nino Sein Lachem. When it says I'm giving it to you, Bo Moshe Voseichem. It means a bama that applies to everybody. What bama applies to everybody? The Mishkan. Dave Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, or no. I hold, disagree. Kisavo'o, but to eat in the tzachim, a bama kitana, a kasa medaver. Torah is talking about a bama kitana, meaning a private bama during Heter bamas. Ata amal bama kitana. Oeda el bama gadola. You said maybe it means the bama gadola. No. Kisha oval, eretz moshvatechem. Means each bama applies to each and every human, each and every Jew, meaning each and every dwelling, each and every backyard. When you think about it, Rabbi Shmuel lo carved the tzachim b'midbar. Of course, Rabbi Shmuel, they did not bring the tzachim in the midbar. Rabbi Akiva carved the tzachim b'midbar, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they most certainly did. Okay. So you were not allowed to bring karbanos tzibur in a private bum. You just could bring karbanos yachid. Why? It's all tied to the Aron HaKodesh, by the way. Right? Whenever there was an Aron, what? Right. Because that's why the bum of mutter. Right. It's a funny thing because the Aron doesn't do anything. What if you don't have an Aron? So nothing changes. You don't have a shulchan. Something changed. There's no malachim upon him. The shulchan's gone. What if the aron's gone? It doesn't affect anybody. Yet, without an aron, it's not called a mishkan. That's all shaila. It's the second base of the mikdash. So there's no aron. The aron is the key. Even though it doesn't do anything. The Rambam has a list of all the kelim in the base of the mikdash. The aron's not even on the list. He leaves it off. You know why? Because it doesn't do anything. It has no function. But having said that, it has the most important function, right? No, they took it out to war with them. So it wasn't stationary. So if it wasn't stationary, so what's on there? So maybe they did, I don't know. Maybe yes, I don't know. But that allowed you to bring carbon yachid. It allowed it. Next, from Nehemiah Omer, Shiari Hadam Shakev Bachot Chayim. From Nehemiah said, if you have Shiari Hadam, Shiari Hadam is left, I've already done all my sprinkling, now there's still dam left in the cup. What do I do with this dam? I'm supposed to sprinkle it down the yisod. What if I went to my backyard and sprinkled it and then poured it over there? Says Reb Nechemia Yichaya for that. Amar Reb Yochanan taught Reb Nechemia Kedivi Omer Shar Ma'akvin. Obviously, Reb Nechemia holds that Shiori Hadam is Ma'akev. Oh, that's how Yichaya. It's not Ma'akev. Why would you be Chayev? Meisvei. Wait a minute. Reb Nechemia Omer Shar Hadam Shar Kavar Machor. It's Chayev. Reb Nechemia says if it's Shar Hadam Yichayev. Amar Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva pipes up. But lo Shar Hadam Shar Mitzvahim. Why would you be chayiv for Shiori Hadam? Shiori HaMitzvah. It's leftover mitzvah. That's not going to make you chayiv. Why should you be chayiv for that? Amalo, the Nechemi answers back, wait a minute. The limbs that are burnt throughout the night will prove you wrong, Rabbi Akiva. Why? Shehem Shiori HaMitzvah. That's not the Iker Kapara of a carbon. That's the Iker dealings of a carbon. The Iker dealings of a dam. Yet, this is done. It's Shiori. It's leftover requirement. I'm okay with chayiv. And if someone brings him outside, they're going to be chayiv. Amalo, Rabbi Kiva says, what are you talking about? Lo, im ha'tebevar mufadarim. Don't bring me a riot from evar mufadarim. Shein tchilas avoda. That's the first time they're being worked on. They've been sitting around with doing nothing. Now we've done everything with the carbon. Now we get to these. So it's the first thing we're doing with them. So of course they're ma'aki. So of course you're going to be chayiv for shkutei chutz if you take them out. Tomar b'shari hadam shein tchilas avoda. Didn't have the chilas of oda of dam, just the opposite, the end of oda. It's the last of shemamish, the shirayim. Oh, wait a minute. If from the chemia held, it's ma'aki. Why did he tell that to Rabbi Akiva? Why did he say, you know why I hold your chayim for this? Because it's ma'aki. Then he said, if it's true, lemale, hanan ma'aki. You should have answered Rabbi Akiva. You know why I hold? Because ma'aki. You know what? Tiyufta. That can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. Rabbi Yochanan can't hold the ma'aki. Because if he held the market, he would have told Rabbi Akiva that. He can't hold the market. Because he held the Gemara of Pedar. Right? That's what he held. Now, the Gemara didn't really talk about what you just said. Hash to the Umr of Adabar Ava. By the way, Machlokes Vishiyarim Hapanimim. This must be talking about inner Dam. Rabbi Nechemia held inner Dam is Ma'akid. And Rabbi Akiva held, what does inner Dam mean? Dan brought, sprinkled on the five karbanos that are brought inside the Heichal, the little Mizeach. Right? The Yom Kippur, the Vodazara carbon, Parahelim Dabar Shal Tzibur. These things, the Shiori Hadam is the Akiv outside. Rabbi Akiva held, no, it's not. Aval Shiori Machitzonim, but if it's karbanos done outside, Tibi Hakolo Ma'akvi. Nobody holds it back. So Kikom Arab Nechemi Bishan Apnimim, so Rabbi Nechemi was talking about inner Chatos. Kitanya Hahi Bishar Hachitonim? What was Rabbi Akiva asking him back? About Kavanos Hachitonim? What's going on here? So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Akiva lo yada ma'ika amar Rabbi Nechemi. Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure Rabbi Nechemi held. Who saw Rabbi Nechemi Shiroi Hachitonim? He thought that Rabbi Nechemi held that even Shiroi Hachitonim have to be arma akiv. He thought even that's ma'akiv. Amal kamahadek l'sharm hachitonim. So he asked him, that's not true. That's not true. Then I'm ma'akiv. That's not true. Yeah, then I'm ma'akiv. Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rabbi Chemi, what are you talking about? Ma'akiv? Then I'm ma'akiv. So Rabbi Chemi answered that, first of all, I hold it's damim hachinimia. That's first of all. Second of all, even if you say that it's damim hachitonim, I still think it's ma'akiv. You know why? It's no different than the Evarim and the Tadarim. Right? Rabbi Nechemia, Udevar Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Within the world of Rabbi Akiva, he was responding to him. First of all, I don't agree with you. I'm talking about Chitzonim, Pinimium. And even if it's Chitzonim, it can still be ma'akiv. You know why? It's no different than the Evarim and Tadarim. And Rabbi Akiva answers that. Don't bring me right from Zelf. Those are the Tzivot that hold it. It's the Soka hold it. Yeah. Right. So, right. So the Chemia held. No. I've done all my sprinkling. I have leftover dam over here. What do I do with this? Can I give it to the dog? Or Yisod? The answer is Yisod. What if I gave it to the dog? They got to bring the carbon again? Right. The answer is yes. It's Maki. It's Maki. Right. So Reb Nechemia held, it's not finished till you pour down the yisod. Therefore, if I take this dam and go to my backyard and pour it there, I'm going to be over in Aveira. Reb Akiva said, that's crazy. Reb Akiva said, it's not a ma'akiv. So first of all, the pedim are ma'akiv. Everyone holds it. Reb Akiva, no. And second of all, even if one time it's out of karba, why should it be different than Evarim Kedarim? It's not ma'akiv, it's a kapara. But if you take it outside, you're going to be chayiv. So in other words, what if someone took the Evarim Kedarim and didn't burn them? He gave them to the dog. Right. So they go a little bit hand in hand. So how much hand in hand do they go? So from the Chemi saying, they go hand in hand. If they're ma'akiv, you can't bring them over there. If they're not ma'akiv, maybe you could. Right. Exactly. Next Mishnah. Now we're talking about birds. Okay? Now we all know that in the Beit HaMikdash, the only way to make a carbon for a bird was to do Malika. Outside the Beit HaMikdash, the only way to bring a carbon, the only way to eat a bird, do Shechita. If you do the wrong one in the wrong place, it's no good. Right? If you go to a butcher shop in the neighborhood and do Malika on a bird, you can just treat the bird. So therefore, Hamolik et ha'ov b'fnim. If someone does malika inside the Beit HaMikdash, the hela b'chut, and then offers the bird outside, chayev. You're chayev for that. Now that's obvious. That's a very easy one. The next one's also easy. Malak b'chut, the hela b'chut, putter. If you do malika outside and offer it outside, you're putter. Why are you putter? Because doing malika outside is nothing. Nothing. It's a shape bird. Hashochet es ha'ov bifnim. If you shecht a bird inside, shechting him into the night, the hell of b'chut, and I offer it outside, putter. Also you putter. Why? Because by shechting the bird inside, you've made a trait. You can't bring a trait animal as a carbon. However, there is one quirk. Shachat b'chut, the hell of b'chut, chay. If you shecht it outside, and offer it outside, you're chayim. Even though that can never be done inside. Rashi reminds us that last week we had a special limud, which is chayef for this. Okay, so there's a katzav. Rashi says it. Af al shachita b'chutz b'o ribui rachmana. The Torah, the ribui, that you chayef for such a thing. Okay, so there's a katzav, even though this could never work inside. If you shecht it outside, offer it outside, that you're going to be chayef. I don't know if you could bring birds by bones. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Anyway, nimsa, if you think about it, comes out, derech hechshero bisnim, the way to kasher a bird inside is potro bachutz, or potter you outside. Derech hechshero mi bachutz, the way to kasher something outside, potro bisnim, or ruin it inside. The Gemara's going to say, derech hechshero mi bachutz? The way to kasher something outside? No. What it should say is, the way to make you chayiv outside. The way to make you chayiv outside will pop you inside. So the Mishnah Gemara is going to change it to say the word chayiv. Now, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon is going to make a very cryptic statement, which we're going to spend the rest of the time trying to figure out what he means. Listen to the statement. Kol shechayavin olav bachutz. Anything that would make you chayiv outside. Chayavin al. Al kiyote bo bisnim, you will be chayiv if you do it inside, shehela bachot, and then bring it outside. Chutz, except, then ashochet bisnim, v'mayla bachot. Okay? Very, very difficult statement. What does it mean? Before we get to that, hayach shero, the Mishnah says, whatever kashrut outside, pasher inside, it should say, chayuvo. Whatever makes you chayiv outside, makes you pasher inside. You're right. Hatani chayuv. I change it to chayuv. Okay. Next, Rav Shimon Omer. Ahechakai. What was Rav Shimon talking about? What does Rav Shimon think? Whatever is patur outside, if you do it inside and bring it outside, you're going to be chayuv. What do he mean? What was he responding to? So the Gemara says ilay ma'areishakai. If he's responding to the reisha, the reisha says like this: Hamolek ofifnim. If you do malika inside, the hela bachot. And then bring it outside. Chayiv. And no one's going to touch that one. The next statement. Malak bachot. If you do malika outside, the hela bachot, and then you offer it outside, potter. You're potter for that. Why are you potter for that? Because by doing malika, you've ruined it. Now, but amalei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's going to say, wait a minute. Ki hechi de b'tnim mechayiv. If you did that b'tnim, you'd be chayiv. Then bachot nami michayev. Then if I do malika outside, I should also be chayev. Is that what he meant to say? If that's what he meant to say, then hi kol shechayavan alav bachot. It should say kol shechayavan alav b'tnim b'yolim. It should say whatever's chayev b'tnim is chayev bachot. That can't be. Ella, second try. Ki hechid de bachot lo michayev. Just like bachot. You're not chayiv. Right? Ki hechid de bachutz lo mechayiv. Just like bachutz, you're not chayiv. Not chayiv what? Malika. Bifnim nami lo yechayiv. And you should not be bechayiv even if you did malika inside. Is that what you meant to say? It can't be either. You know why? Hay kol she'en chayiv on al bachutz yibayalei. Then it shouldn't say what you're not chayiv for. Not what you are chayiv for. Ella Asefa Kai? You want to tell me he's commenting on the Seifa? What's the Seifa say? Hashochid of Bifnim, if someone does Shechita inside, Vahala Bachot, and he does Hala outside, Potter. Get Potter for that. Shochid Bachot, Vahala Bachot, Chayiv. Ba'amar, Rabbi Shimon, wait a minute. Kihechi de Bifnim lo Machayiv, just like inside you're not Chayiv, Bachot Nami lo Machayiv, so outside you're also not Chayiv. Hi, kol she'ein chayav mi boiling. Then you should have said what you're not chayav for. Ella ki hechid debachutz mechayev bifnim nami mechayev. Or how about this one? Just like inside your chayev by malika, so outside your chayev hakatani. What we said, chutz menashachiv bifnim behel debachutz. That's one of the exceptions. That was the exception he gave. What is he talking about? You ready? Here's what he's talking about. Amar ze'iri shchitat behema halayla ika b'nayu. Talking about a shechita of a behema, a lila. The whole Mishnah is talking about birds, He pipes up behema. Otherwise, he makes no sense. Has to be talking about a behema. Look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. See Rashi? The chesuri mechsana masnitz and b'milta tanakama. It's a chesuri mechsana. The whole thing about behema is missing. The hachi ka'amar. Here's what the Mishnah is supposed to say. Bichain. And also, hashochet behema balayla bafnim bahala bachut potter. If you shech the behema at night, inside, and then take it outside, you're putter. Why are you putter? Because shechting at night is nothing. You're putter. You didn't shech anything. The enum is kabelas bafnim. You can't shech the carbon at night. Dichtiv, biyom zivchachim, bafilu also teiri. Even if it's up on the mizbech, you take it off. Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Amar of Parakam, is back, shechitas balayla. Got that? If you shech the behemah at night, inside, bring it outside, you are potter. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, not so fast. By the way, if you shech a behemah bachut balayla, you're going to be chayav for that. You hear that? If you shech the behem b'snim halayla and then bring it outside, you're putter. But if you shech it b'chot at night and a makav it b'chot at night, you're chayv. Because Rav Shimon, if you're chayv out there, you're chayv in that too. That's Rav Shimon's kiddush. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shechayav enol b'chot, chayav enol kiyotel b'snim behela b'chot. If you chayv outside at night, which you are, Rashi says the pasuk. Then if you shech inside Valayla and bring it outside, you're also chayiv. What's the chod except? Then a shochet, oh, b'knei b'el b'chod, it's not a bird. Why? Because you never chayiv shechit on a bird. That's what he meant. Brilliant. Now, Rav is going to give the exact same answer, changing night for a kli that's not kedusha. Exact same thing. Rav Amar, Kabbalah, b'kli, b'chol, ikka b'nayu. The difference is, Kabbalah was done with a kli. But the kli is not a kli shari. So if it's not a kli shari, what is it? Nothing. Not a shkita. V'hachi kamar. V'chein, ha'makabel kli chol b'snim v'hela v'chut, putter. You putter. Why? It's as if there's no kli shari, there's no dam. However, ha'makabel kli b'chol b'chut v'hela v'chut, chayiv. What if the kli is outside? Then you chayiv. Rav Shimon Omer, kol shechar lo b'chut, chol v'hela v'chut, chol v'hela v'chut. If you chayiv for a klisharet outside, then you chayiv for a klisharet, I'm sorry. If you chayiv for a klichol outside, then if Shimon says, you chayiv for a klichol inside, that you bring outside. Chutz, except for, menashokhi of bifnim, the hell of a chutz. Not a bird. Bird's an exception. Hahash is a tony, avur de shmuel bar rav yitzchak. Hamolik of bifnim, the hell of a chutz chayiv. Wait a minute. But he said, if someone does Malika Bifnim and Hela Bachot Chayiv, and Malik Bachot, the Hela Bachot's putter, but what if he did Malika outside? And then did Halal outside? We said you're putter. Why did we say you're putter? Because Malika outside is nothing. But wait a minute, according to Shimon, it should be Chayiv. Reb Shimon Machayiv. That's the Gemara, you're right. That's answer number three. Rav Shimon, Hasam Koi. That's exactly what he meant. That's exactly what he meant to say. The Tani, and that's what the Mishnah should say. Kol Shechayavan Lo Bifnim, Behel Abachot, Chayavan Lo Abachot. That's exactly answer number three. The case of Malika. Okay? Good? Next. You ready? Chatot, Shekabal Dama Bekot Echot. If you makabal dam in one coat, Nasan Bachot, you went outside, Bechaza Nafa Bifnim, and then you went back inside, or Bifnim, you were inside, Bechaza Benasan Bachot, you went outside, Chayev, Yechayev, Shekulu, Roya Bifnim. Yechayev, because it's all Roya Bifnim. Rashi. Rashi says, Hamakabo Beklichol, the hell. I'm sorry. First Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Kedei Nafa." This line in the Mishnah doesn't teach me anything I didn't know. Elam Yishum Sefer, the Bayan Mitzni, Bifnim, Bechaz, Abinas, and Bechaz, fine. This Rashi doesn't, this put lines in the hand I didn't know. Ready for the next one? Kibel Dama B'shtei Kosos. Let's say I was Mekabel Dam in two cups. Nasan Shneim B'fnim Pater. I do what I'm supposed to do in two cups inside and Pater. In other words, putting the Dam in two cups doesn't make anything worse. Nothing wrong with that. It's okay. Shneim B'chut Chayim. If I took two cups outside, I'm Chayim. Why? The fact that it's two cups doesn't change anything. Okay? Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz, pater. One inside and one outside, I'm pater. Why? Because once I've done the inside first, I'm done. I took one outside, I'm pater. That's not shari hadam, I'm pater. Echad b'chutz ve'echad b'fnim, but if I do one outside and one inside, chayev al achiton, I'm chayev on the outside, u'papnim mechaper. The inside one still mechaper me, I get an Aveira, but it's still Mechaper, and why shouldn't it be Mechaper? Okay? Next. L'man Dovadoma, you know what this is like? This is like, Hamafrish Chatoso, someone's Mafrish Chatos, V'Avdo, he loses it. V'Hifrish Acheret, Chachtel, so he designates another Chatos, V'Achakach Nimteitz Rishona, then he finds the first one. V'Harishtein Ondos, they're both here, what do I do now? Shachat Shtehem, Bifnim, Pater. If I shech both of them, that's fine. Shteyem b'chot, chayim. I shech both of them, that I'm chayim. Achas b'fnim, achas b'chot, pater. Achas b'chot, achas b'fnim. If I shech the outer one first, chayim al chitzona. I'm chayim on the outer one. Papanim, it's mechaperet. And the inner one is mechaperim. And the Gemara is going to say, what do we need a mashal for? What is this mashal? If that's mashal, I wouldn't know the halacha. Right? One of the other is like, this is like the following. Who did the Mishnah ever say that? Because the first cup was took care of it. So now it's like garbage. He said, I don't know about that. That's a good question. I have to think about that. Kishem Shadama Poteres Pesara, just like Dam Potters, you can eat the meat. Kachi Poteres is Pater Chaverta. So the Dam will Potter the meat of the other animal. It'll work both ways. Okay? We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow, a few minutes early. All right, we'll resume tomorrow. What?